Mesechtas Terumos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed that someone separating Tahar produce on behalf of Tameh produce. Here the Mishnah speaks about the reverse case. Ein Tarmin min HaTameh al Tahar. One is not allowed to separate from Tameh produce to become Truma on behalf to exempt other Tahar pure produce. And truma that is tameh is not allowed to be eaten, though it needs to be burnt, though the kohen could benefit from the burning, can use it as fuel and burn it as fuel in the oven or stove or for heat. But he's not allowed to separate tameh produce on behalf of tara produce and give it as truma. Vimtaram, and if he did it anyways, so then b'diavad, it depends if it was b'shegig or b'mezig. If it was shegig, it was a mistake. He did not realize that the produce that he was separating was tameh. Then trumasi trumo, the truma is valid. The Rav sticks in over here a condition that this is only if it became tameh after einus maestris, after the time that the produce was developed enough that it became obligated at a maestris, and it became obligated while it was still tahar. At a later point, it became tameh, and then he inadvertently separated it as truma. Then it works. But if it became tameh before einus maestris, before the time that the produce was developed enough to be obligated to meister, then even b'shegig, the truma would not work. That's what the Rav says. This is all b'shegig. B'shegig is possible that it will be valid, it will work. Umezid, but if it was done intentionally, that he intentionally gave tameh produce as truma to the kohen, l'yasa klum, didn't do anything to help his produce. His produce is still 100% tevel. What he separated, midiraisa, it happens to be truma, and midirabanan, the rabbanan said that it does not do anything to fix his produce, and he needs to give another portion of truma, so he ends up losing out because of the fact that he tried to give intentionally tameh produce as truma to the kohen. V'chein ben Levi, the same thing applies to ben Levi, who receives maaser rishon, and then he has to separate from the maaser rishon trumas maaser. That's another type of truma that's given to the kohen. So the similar thing with the ben Levi, shehayale meiser tevel, he had meiser rishon that was given to him, that's tevel, that still required further separations, it required him to take off the trumas meiser. And similarly, we're discussing a case where it was tameh. Hayamafer shalav v'haylech, if he was continually separating from this tameh meiser rishon, he was separating trumas meiser from this tameh produce on behalf of other tahar produce. So shegeg, if he did it by accident, he didn't realize it was tameh, masha asa asui, whatever he did is works, it's good enough, and the trumas meiser is valid. But mezid, if he did it intentionally, he knew it was tameh, lo yasa klum, it doesn't do anything to help his meiser rishon become edible, and he still needs to give again another portion of tahar trumas meiser. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im haya yedeya by betchila, if originally he knew that this produce was tameh, afa pishu shegig, even if at a later point in time he forgot and he by mistake gave it as truma and he didn't realize at the time that it was tameh, but it was because he forgot, la'asa klum, it doesn't help at all. That's the same thing as mezid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in order for it to be b'shegig, it has to be that he never knew that it was tameh, but if he knew about it and he forgot, that's pshia, that's negligence." And that doesn't count for Shegi. Mishnah Gimel lists other cases where there's a differentiation between Shegi and Mezid. If something was done inadvertently or intentionally, these things are not necessarily talking about Truma. There are other halachas, mostly talking about Shabbos. Hamatbil Kalim B'Shabbos. Someone who toibel, he immerses utensils in a mikvah on Shabbos, tameh utensils, and he's coming to make them tahar, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. It's like tikkun, it's like misakin kli. It's similar to fixing a utensil, because until now, being tameh, it was not allowed to be used for certain things, and now he's in a sense fixing it that it could be used for tahar things. And if it's usher to be done on Shabbos, if he did it b'shegeg, then yishtamish b'hem. If he didn't realize that he didn't know that it was Shabbos, so then he's allowed to use them even on that Shabbos. He can use the kelim. However, mezid, if he did it intentionally, he was tevel them on Shabbos b'mezid lo yishtamish b'em. Then there's again a penalty with Rabbanan that he's not allowed to use, he's not allowed to benefit from them from this that he tevel them on Shabbos. Another case, hamaser v'hamavashal b'Shabbos. If someone separated meiser on Shabbos, or he was mavashal, he cooked on Shabbos, which neither of these things are allowed to be done on Shabbos. So if it was done b'shegeg, inadvertently, he didn't realize it was Shabbos, then yechal, he can eat from them. But if it was mezid, if it was intentionally, then lo yechal, he cannot eat from them. The halachas of whether or not he can eat from the food that he cooked on Shabbos are more complicated. The Mishnah is very much simplifying them. The Rav gives more details that it depends on the person himself who cooked or other people. The other people, it's more lenient for them. And it depends on if you're eating it on Shabbos or after Shabbos. It's more lenient after Shabbos. And it also depends if it was cooking that's Bishal Daraisa or if it was something that's only Asur Midrabanan. There's more leniencies. So the Mishnah is just giving a very simplified version that there are cases that it will be allowed to be eaten if it was b'shegeg. There are cases that it won't be allowed to be eaten if it was b'mezid. Haneteya b'Shabbos. Another case. If someone planted a tree on Shabbos, if it was shegeg, if it was inadvertently, he didn't realize it was Shabbos, then yakayim, he can leave the tree standing. But if it was b'mezid, yakar, if he intentionally planted it on Shabbos, which again, it's usher to plant trees on Shabbos, so then yakar, he's going to have to uproot that tree. Penalty midrabanan, so he shouldn't benefit from what he did on Shabbos. Ubashvius, but regarding the Shemitah year, that's more stringent. Bein b'shegeg, bein b'mezid yakar. Whether it was planted b'shegeg, whether it was planted b'mezid, he has to uproot it. Chazal were more concerned on the Shemitah year, because someone that would see it would know that it was planted on the Shemitah year, and they would think that one is allowed to mistakenly think that one is allowed to plant trees on the Shemitah year. Therefore, Chazal are more stringent. Even b'shegeg, they required that the tree has to be uprooted if it was planted on the Shemitah year.